From NPR News, this is Day to Day. China has a radical idea to cut air pollution. Get rid of cars, a million of them. The country's been trying to cut industrial pollution, but that's expensive, and it's failed to lift a thick cloud of smoke over Beijing. So, with the Olympics coming next summer, Chinese officials want to try out the no-car approach next month for 2 weeks. Marketplace's Bob Moon is here now. Bob, this seems pretty drastic.
It does indeed. This is an attempt to comply with some of the promises that the Chinese officials made to get the Olympics. You'll recall that they made a promise to get the nod on hosting the Olympics next summer by vowing to reduce concentrations of dangerous air pollution to within the standards that are set by the World Health Organization. So they're going to be testing out some extreme traffic control measures between August 7th and 20th. That roughly coincides to the dates of the Summer Games next year. This plan would take roughly one-third of the 3 million vehicles in Beijing off the road. There's also word today from a state news agency in China that the country is going to bar bank loans to companies that violate environmental rules. They're getting serious over there.
And what else have they tried to do so far to cut air pollution?
They've engaged in all kinds of measures, from moving power plants out of the downtown area of Beijing, even relocating a big steel plant out of the city at a cost of billions of dollars. So far, little result, though. We spoke to Ted Fishman, who's author of a book about China's industrialization called China Inc. He says not just in Beijing, but other major cities, pollution has become inescapable.
The environmental degradation is so severe that people are thinking twice about moving to the cities. They're looking for environmental enclaves outside of the cities. And if you're a poor person in China without any of these options, then what you do increasingly is take to the streets.
So this is a question that goes far beyond the Olympics. One expert we spoke to on this issue calls it the dark side of their economic achievement of the past decade. Pollution levels are as much as 78% above the WHO guidelines.
Well, this car ban is just temporary, just for 2 weeks next month. Could it be permanent?
Yeah, that would be a very difficult thing to do. The country has really become more and more dependent on cars as it's become more and more industrialized. They've gone from a luxury to a necessity in many parts of Beijing. Public transportation isn't really great over there. They've been adding about 1,000 vehicles a day in the Chinese capital. We have seen measures in other big cities around the world. London charges fees for cars in congested areas. New York City has proposed that, but this would be an outright ban. That's something new.
Thank you, Bob. That's Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.